After much resistance, Suffolk County publicly released its policy on how it uses body cameras. The long-sought policy raises a number of concerns for civil rights advocates, experts, and lawmakers. The release comes weeks after police officers were seen on a body camera kicking a handcuffed suspect, as WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
The policy allows officers to view footage before writing an arrest report, doesn't explicitly require that supervisors view footage after a major incident, and gives officers discretion when to use or not use the camera. Irma Solis, the director of the Suffolk chapter of the New York Civil Liberties Union, says giving police the discretion to turn the cameras on or off makes them useless.
If they're given the discretion whether or not to activate it or not, the likelihood of them using their discretion to not turn it on is much higher.
She said a better policy would have less wiggle room and more explicitly state when police are required to activate the camera during interactions with the public.
We're able to see everything that happened, not just what the officer wanted us to be able to see.
Suffolk's policy says officers are, quote, required to activate their camera during, quote, actual or potential criminal conduct. It then lists 10 different possible circumstances, such as traffic stops or, quote, physical or verbal confrontation or use of force. Not included are events that start as non-confrontational, such as medical responses, assisting motorists, or welfare checks. The policy also says its current cameras are activated automatically when the emergency lights to the officer's car are turned on, but not with other so-called auto-trigger events, like when an officer unholsters his weapon or gets out of the car. In an email, Suffolk Police said it will update the policy when the full camera program is rolled out. Right now, the county currently has a pilot program for roughly a dozen officers focused on DWI enforcement. As part of a state-mandated police reform process, Suffolk said it will equip all public-facing officers with cameras. Suffolk's police union didn't respond to queries for this story, but has in the past advocated for the discretion to turn cameras off in order to protect an officer's privacy. Noel DiGirolamo is president of the Suffolk County Police Benevolent Association.
There are times when he takes a break, he needs to use the restroom, personal facilities, has a meal period. There are times when he should not be recorded.
Another concern for advocates is that officers are allowed to view recordings before preparing reports or statements. Again, Solis.
It gives officers facing misconduct charges the opportunity to look for ways to tailor their statements in light of what they see on the video.
Suffolk's policy was written by the for-profit company Lexipol, which markets itself as a, quote, risk management solutions company capable of reducing liability in civil lawsuits.
The language of the policy seems designed to give officers a lot of that discretion that will prevent any kind of disciplinary consequences.
Police say that Lexipol began this year to overhaul the department's policies to make them less repetitive. Suffolk's current policy doesn't explicitly forbid officers from obscuring incidents such as turning away from a use of force event, as appears to have happened during the arrest of Christopher Cruz, an alleged car thief who was handcuffed and kicked multiple times by police while a dozen officers watched. Nothing in Suffolk's current policy explicitly requires supervisors to immediately review footage. Eric Pisa is a professor of criminology at John Jay College who studies body cameras.
All of the departments that I'm directly familiar with and that I directly partner with, they have mandatory review of body camera footage for specific types of incidents, right? So police use of force would be one of those types of incidents, right?
In an email, Suffolk Police say other sections of the police manual require supervisors to conduct thorough investigations in these circumstances. Solis at the NYCLU said that she has been trying to get her hands on this policy ever since Suffolk implemented its pilot program in 2017. She said the department refused to release it. Police also declined to answer WSHU's questions about body camera policies for 2 weeks until a legislative inquiry on WSHU's behalf. Pisa says usually departments use body cameras to increase transparency with the public.
I mean, one of the main reasons for investing in body cameras is to increase transparency, right? So it seems not publicly releasing your policies guiding that technology works in direct conflict of those types of transparency goals.
Suffolk County legislator Sam Gonzalez made inquiries to police about the policy for WSHU.
To not want to give out the policies of anything that you have, I think it's completely wrong. If you're doing that, then I believe that you're covering something. What is it?
Gonzalez, who sat on Suffolk's Police Reform Task Force, also wants to make sure that all recording discretion is taken away from police officers. Charles Lane, WSHU News.